Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Thank you guys for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes. This week, I really wanted to cover something that was really prominent in my own life this week. And I just felt like, oh my God, we all need this reminder. So if I need it, like I'm feeling called to tell you guys too, because I think all of us can relate to this on some degree or with at least one of your manifestations. Like, it's all about releasing that control. So what really kind of made me start thinking about this was Danielle Page posted something on her Instagram. So she's actually come on and done a podcast on here previously, so you can go and check that out. She speaks all about astrology, but in this post, she was talking all about manifesting love and manifesting like the one and people meeting and, you know, friendships as well, just basically destiny summed up. And she said a quote which really, really stuck with me, and it was, "It will happen because it always does." And it was almost like I needed that reminder in the sense of all of our manifestations, all of what we are searching for, manifesting or desiring in our lives, it will always happen because it does. It's almost like we need to kind of like check in with ourselves and be like, God, like we don't need to force this, because even if we didn't do anything, it would still happen. And that, I think, is one thing we all forget. Like, we listen to law of attraction teachers, we listen to work, we listen to everybody, and it's like, take inspired action, keep doing stuff every single day to manifest your desires. And yes, to some degree, I believe that, because if you want to win the lottery, you're going to have to enter the lottery. If you want to be a millionaire, you've got to get up every day and work and find ways to become that millionaire. But with love, I think love is probably one of the things where we don't need to do that much. Yes, we need to work on ourselves, love ourselves, and get ourselves in a positive state of mind and stable state of mind where we are peace and love and we emit love, therefore we attract love. But we don't need to force these things. We don't need to. And it's almost like finding that fine line of control. It's like saying, like, where do we draw the line of saying we've done our part? And I think we forget sometimes that the universe literally wants to meet us halfway. The universe does that. It wants to help us, and it is there to help us, but we don't ask for that help. We don't ask to be met halfway. We just go the full freaking way and think like, oh my God, it's gonna manifest, and then it doesn't, because it's like the universe is like, whoa, just stop, like stop controlling, stop forcing. Like, we have a way of this happening. And I think with love, I think love is going to be the primary example here. But, you know, when two people are meant to meet, there is one, no way in the universe it will happen a second before it's meant to. Like, The universe has a way of making this happen. It knows the date, it knows the time, it knows exactly where you'll be at what time, what conversation will happen when you meet these people, when you meet friends, when you meet anybody, like even your future boss. Like, things are orchestrated by the universe. It is divine timing, your destiny, and these things cannot be shifted. So, you know, I know, especially when I was single, like, I would just constantly be like, oh, why isn't he here? What's he doing? Blah, blah, blah. And it was hard. It was really hard to let that go. But eventually I just got so fed up waiting. I did just naturally let go. And then, you know, it's so true what they say. It always happens when you're least expecting it. And I think, like, this is a really interesting topic because, like, think back for a second. Think back to a moment in your life where love entered your life, where a job entered your life, a house entered your life, a friend entered your life, way before you did Law of Attraction. You know, it happened. You didn't even ask for it. It just happened. It just came into your life naturally. And, you know, even before we consciously awoke to spirituality or manifesting or Law of Attraction, the universe was still going. We were still attracting things into our life. We were still bringing wonderful things into our life. You know, if you're married, you met your love before you even did this. So what makes you think that you forcing this now is the way to go? You know, the reason why these things just naturally came into our lives before is because we held no resistance. We didn't know any difference. We just held no resistance and just allowed and let it be. And I think it's important to remember that sometimes that we just have to let it be. Like, sometimes we can take that inspired action, we can work on ourselves, we can do everything under the sun, and we kind of feel helpless. We're in that helpless mode where it's like, but what else could I possibly do? And I think that's the moment where you need to realize, like, put the gun down. And this is such a powerful statement for me at the moment because my friend Hannah reminded me of it. And I've heard it quite a few different, like, places. So I'm like, whoa, I think this is also a lesson of, like, put the gun down. And, you know, I didn't think I was holding a gun to certain manifestations and things in my life. You know, I wasn't aware I was holding this gun. And it was only when I really had to take a step back and be like, okay, I'm going to have to, like, trust the universe wholeheartedly here. Like, I need to stop and let and get into a state of allowing. I need to physically stop forcing this, walk away, and let the universe bring to me whatever is for my highest good, whatever is meant for me, and what, because it's almost like you get to a point where you're like, well, I've tried everything, so the universe must be telling me something. It must be saying, like, we've got a better plan, let it happen. So when we stop, when we sit down, when we allow, I realized I was holding a gun. I was holding a gun to these manifestations in my life and being like, you need to do this, you need to say this, you need to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that just never works. It never works. And I was like, I need to put the fucking gun down. Like, and it was even like I was holding it to myself at some points, like saying, like, well, you shouldn't feel this, you should feel that, you should feel positive, you should feel love. No, don't feel that, don't feel shame, don't feel guilt, no, don't feel that. And it was like, Jesus, no wonder I've, like, felt, like, confused, because I'm, like, holding a gun to my head on how I think I should feel. I'm holding a gun to my head on where I think I should be. I'm holding a gun to my manifestations and being like, you know, this needs to happen, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, fucking hell, put the gun down. So I just want to tell you guys, like, put your gun down. Like, the universe does not work to being held at ransom. It just doesn't. And I think it's important for us to realize and almost, like, just remember these things. Like, God, I need to tell myself this, like, pretty much every 3 to 6 months. Like, it's not, I thought I was like, yeah, I've nailed this, I get it. Like, yeah, I'm not a control freak anymore. And then I was like, well, that lasted a few months. Look where you are again. So, you know, and it's interesting because I think, you know, like, I've read a comment in my Law of Attraction group the other day of someone saying, like, oh, I hope one day I, like, get to where you are emotionally and stuff. And I just wanted, like, to remind that person, like, it's not, there is no finish line. There is no, you know, like, I am not some, like, peaceful kind of loving being all the time. I have problems. Like, I have to remind myself of this stuff. We are human. We are learning and we're evolving at every given time. It never stops. Like, so it's not like a shower where you wash once and you're clean. Like, these wounds come up again. These reminders have to come up to reminders of this stuff. You know, it's not a case of you'll get better. Like, it's almost like each time it happens, you'll get better. You'll react in a better way. You'll be able to feel better quicker and you'll be able to deal with it quicker. But ultimately, it can take a while to heal these wounds. It can take a while to kind of retrain your mind of how you react to things or how you deal with things. You know, it's like rewiring your thoughts, rewiring your positivity almost. But I think saying putting the gun down is a powerful, powerful statement, because so many of us hold these guns in life to people, to situations, to manifestations, and you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to get anywhere by holding a gun up. So put it down, put it the fuck down now, and realize that sometimes it's almost like you have to switch it. Like, if someone's holding a gun up to you, like, there are situations where I felt the gun was being held at me and it was almost like I had to put my gun down and say, fine, shoot me, go ahead. I realized that by putting my gun down, that I could surrender in that moment and put my trust into the universe. Like, I didn't have to defend myself. Like, I could trust. So when you put that gun down, that is symbolically showing you that you are putting your trust into the universe. You're saying, I don't have to force this. I don't have to do this. And I also want to remind you, like, with love and things, like, things can't be forced. Like, love isn't forced. Love is natural. Love is, like, the most natural thing on earth, and we can't force things. We just can't force anything. So when you feel like you're having to force things, or you're wanting to force things, or things are just crazy, I mean, God, if you're a twin flame, I feel you. But ultimately, like, you need to do what's...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Best for you. Like, if put the gun down and do what's best for you. Like, you can't force anything in life. You can't force manifestations. You can't force love. You can't force anyone to do anything. Like, they have to be willing to do whatever it is that the situation requires. Like, they have to be willing to do that. And at the end of the day, like, we don't want to force people to do anything, because that's not going to make us feel great. That's going to make us feel pretty shit, because we're going to be like, oh, well, we forced that to happen. So my advice in that situation is put the gun down, sit and allow. Like, just surrender it up to the universe. Like, say, I'm ready to let this go, universe. I'm ready to surrender it. I don't know what my next step is, but I trust. I trust you. I trust the universe, and I just trust. Like, that's all you can do. And it's so much easier said than done, Jesus. Like, just having trust and faith is like, yep. I, like, literally, I can hear people saying, like, easier said than done. It is a process. that requires you to be open to all possibilities. That means, you know, opening up to your manifestation or something better. And at the end of the day, it's becoming comfortable with that. You know, they always say, like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Okay, so something better would come along. Well, that seems better. Like, how is that a negative? So always know that with all manifestations, and this is why it's so important when asking for manifestations, that you say this or something better, like for my highest good, that you allow that or something better. So sometimes things won't manifest into our life. I mean, there's 100 million reasons, like divine timing, destiny, like I said in the beginning, but also maybe something better is destined for us. And sometimes it's like hard for our human minds to kind of get our heads around that concept, because we're like so convinced that we know what's right for us. But the universe knows what's right for us. We can trust that. And I don't think there's one person here who could say the universe ever got it wrong. Like, the universe always knows better, and that's why trust is so important. So we can put the gun down and just have fun in our lives. You know, joy is the ultimate creator. So instead of sitting there and worrying about when it will happen, how it will happen, who, where, what, why, drop it. Just drop all of it, because the moment you do, oh my god, you will feel so free. You will feel so freaking free as a bird, and you will just live in the moment. And again, it's stop future tripping. Like, a lot of this control can be future tripping or even past tripping. So, you know, remember that the only moment we have is right now, and that is where the beauty's at. That's where the joy is. And if we're future tripping, we're like stripping ourselves of the joy of in the present moment. We can't truly be happy because we're not in the present moment. So ground yourself back into this present moment. Ground yourself into the now and know that you can let this go, and it's safe to let it go. And there's a few ways you can let go. Obviously, you can do it through a full moon practice. That's always really powerful. You can just write a list. I have got a full blog post on my website if you want to follow that, with like tips and tricks of how to do full moon practices. So yes, you can let go through doing that, but also just the intention's enough, the intention to let it go. Ask your angels to help you to let this go as well. There is so much support around, and like, we just don't ask for it. So, you know, say to your angels, thank you for helping me to let this go. Thank you for helping me to see this differently. And, you know, A Course in Miracles says this all the time, that a miracle is just shift in perception. So pray for a miracle, you know, and when that miracle comes, it's not the manifestation. It's not the end result. It's a shift in your perception. It's a shift in your being, where you witness things differently and see things differently and feel things differently. So pray for a miracle, pray to your angels, or, you know, if you don't like the word prayer, just ask. It's the intention, it's the same thing. So ask for that universal support, because it is there and it is wanting to help you. And we don't have to do this alone. It's not like we kind of enslave ourselves to these thoughts in our mind of when, why, who, what, where, stressing, like, why isn't it happening? And we don't need to do that. Like, we just don't need to do that. And like I said, it is a process. Like, and that's, again, the gun situation. Like, I was holding the gun to myself, like forcing myself to like be in like a really surrendered state straight away, like just letting it go. I was like, oh, why can't I let it go? And again, that's not kind or loving either. That's not, you know, that is holding the gun to your head. So be gentle with yourself there. Like, just witness and acknowledge. It could take a few weeks. It could, you know, take a while for you to truly get into that state, but it is a process. And each day that you surrender to that and you allow it and pray for miracles, it will happen. Slowly but surely it will happen. It could just be a sudden shift. It could be someone says something to you, but it will slowly but surely shift, and you'll get to a stage where you think, oh my god, okay, the last few weeks has really helped because I have actually shifted that. I have actually surrendered that now. So, and but you know, even when you feel surrendered, and if like any thoughts come up afterwards and you're like, oh my god, no, I don't want to be thinking that again, just witness it. Be gentle and just say, okay, I witness this, universe, But if this is meant for me, great. Or if something better is meant for me, great. I'm open to all possibilities. So really, the key to manifestation is being open to all possibilities. Like, stop holding your shit at gunpoint, like, because something way better could be waiting for you. Or even maybe just putting the gun down is that release. It is that release of resistance where your manifestation has the space to come in. And I think it's like creating that space. When we sit back, stop forcing, put the gun down, we create that space in our lives for miracles, for manifestations, for love. So that's why it's so important to do this and so important to remind ourselves of, because I will hold my hands up, I needed this reminder also. So don't worry, it will happen, because it always does. Like, we don't need to do anything. Obviously, you know, to some degree, it's like sometimes we do need to take inspired action, but it's not holding shit to gunpoint. It's not forcing it. It's not wearing ourselves out to manifest it or to bring something into our life or to improve a situation. Like, no matter what happened, it was always going to happen exactly how it's meant to, at the time it's meant to happen and how it's meant to. And we cannot change that. So all we can do is sit back and relax. And that's the easiest way to do it, because we get into a state of allowing, which brings our manifestations to us quicker. So I know you're going to say, well, Emma, you just said that we can't bring them to ourselves quicker. There are things that are fluid in our timeline. For instance, like, I would say, like, smallish things. So, like, maybe, I don't know, like a job, a career, a house, a friend coming into your life. Like, you know, some things could be fluid. And, you know, I even think love could be a little bit fluid, a little bit flexible. But then there will be kind of cemented things in our life which cannot be shifted. And that, I, in my personal belief, would believe that is love. Because if we're meant to learn certain things before it comes into our life or someone comes into our life, then you need to go through that. So, and you know, vice versa, you've got two people's lives and free will playing at a chord. So there are cemented things and fluid things. And it's important to remember that, because sometimes when we're like, oh my God, I've just moved a manifestation so quick and manifested it super quick, but whoa, this ain't moving. It's not because you're doing anything wrong. Maybe it's because you're doing too much. But equally, that, like, destiny, divine timing, like, it's all for our highest good. It's all exactly when it's meant to be. So the best thing you could do is put your feet up, sit back and relax. And I always use this analogy because it's so true. Like, think about this. So when you go to a restaurant, you're sat with your friends, you're looking on the menu, you've ordered what you've wanted, which is your manifestation. You know, the waitress comes over and she's like, oh, what can I take your order? She's the universe. So she's come and taken your order. And then she goes to the kitchen and, you know, they start preparing your order. So that is, you know, the universe saying, right, we're getting into action. So you've paid with gratitude. So you make your payment and you pay with gratitude. And the universe takes your order to the kitchen and says, right, let's get cooking. So it's doing its thing. And when you're sat in that restaurant, you're not walking up to the kitchen or the waitress and saying, where's my order? Where's my order? Like, come on, hurry up, where is it? You just don't. You sat there with your friends, having a good time, chatting, laughing, catching up. And by the time you do that, time has gone so quickly because you've been having fun. Your food arrives, the waitress brings it to the table, and that's your manifestation. So I always remind myself of that analogy, like, when you're having fun, time goes quickly. So you forget how long it's taking or how long it has taken, even if there is delays. And you know that because you've paid, because you've placed your order with the universe, that food, that manifestation is always going to come. There's no way that it couldn't come. So I hope that has been a useful reminder for you today, all about letting go of control, of resistance, and putting that gun the fuck down, because we don't need it. We don't need it. So I hope you'll have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to. As always, you can find out more about myself and life coaching on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. And you can also find out all about my work, free content, and yeah, everything's pretty much on there. So I'm sending you all lots of love, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe, and I will see you next week for another episode of my podcast. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.